Before election results were announced, leaders of opposition parties that contested Namibia's elections gathered at a hotel to brief the media on what they say was an election that fell short of democratic standards. Rallying behind Panduleni Itula of the Independent Patriots for Change, IPC, a party which came in second in the election, the parties together signaled they would launch a court challenge to the announced outcome of an election, saying it was fraught with irregularities. The parties were all noticeably absent from the official announcement ceremony, except for the Affirmative Repositioning Movement, AR, which finished third, winning 6 out of the 96 seats up for grabs. Job Amupanda, leader of the AR, spoke to journalists after the announcement.
Of course, we hope that there's a rerun. It's the best option for Namibia. Yeah, I mean, we don't even need to convince you, even you as journalists. Some of you said, stood in queues for 5 hours, you couldn't get an opportunity to vote. So we don't need to convince anybody about this. So we would hope that there must be a rerun in this election. It's the best decision any person. I would have thought that everyone would believe that this is a sham election.
Spokesperson of Namibia's Electoral Commission, Divet Siluka, says all political parties have been invited to a stakeholder engagement to hear their dissatisfaction with elections and to determine a way forward. The election authority says a rerun is out of the question and the results of the election will stand.
I think what is clear to state here is that the 27 polls have been in accordance with the provisions of the Electoral Act, been declared by the chairperson of the commission as free, fair, and a true reflection of the Namibian people.
Political analyst Rakel Andreas, who has observed elections in several countries, told VOA the onus is on the Electoral Commission of Namibia, or ECN, and not the political parties to determine the outcome of the elections. But she notes the commission should be held accountable for what she termed a disastrous election process fraught with irregularities.
It has become a norm whether we had this mass level of incompetency displayed by ECN or not. I think there should be some parties that feel grieved. So it's up to them to follow the appropriate channels to get the recourse that they need, the redress that they need. But in terms of their choice to stay away, again, that's a form of protest. Feeding into the agenda of trying to find some sort of answers. It's to be expected. It's not just unique to Namibia alone.
During the last elections 5 years ago, the IPC presidential candidate, Panduleni Itula, who ran as an independent and came in second, sought to have the results set aside due to the use of electronic voting machines without a paper trail. The Electoral Court ruled in his favor, but said the results could not be set aside even though the country should return to the use of ballot papers. Many Namibians foresee another electoral challenge but believe the court may come to the same conclusion this time. SWAPO lost 10 seats from the previous elections. With just over 1.4 million registered voters, the ECN recorded a high turnout of 76% of eligible voters. But some experts say this figure could have been higher, if not for the irregularities. Vitalio Angula, Windhoek, Namibia.